about a girl or woman with mannish ways.
Butch, I guess, maybe. I don't know. There's another one that's common. I can't think of it now.
Okay, so butch would indicate that. Now, what's a female homosexual called?
Lesbian.
Okay. What do you call a sexually overactive female?
Slut, promiscuous, or whore.
And what if it were really pathological? Have you ever heard the term?
Nymphomaniac.
Yeah. But if it were just a loose woman, you'd say slut.
Yeah.
Okay. What is a sexually indiscreet male? That is some guy who cheats on his girlfriend. Just a libertine, okay? Any other names for it?
No, I can't. I didn't know that. I had a ninth grade speech. That's one of the words we learned.
Libertine.
Yeah.
You don't think you'd use that.
No, I never use that.
Well, what would you call it if you knew some guy and you knew that his girlfriend, you knew that he would run around on her? What would you call him? Probably a few choices.
Yeah, I call it a lot of things. I like the girl.
Yeah. What about the same term for a woman who runs around in a boyfriend? What would you do? Those same terms just, you talked about
before? Yeah, I just say cheating on it or going out.
Okay. What do you call an ugly boy or man? Do you have a name for that?
Just ugly.
Okay. I bet you have one for this, though. What about an ugly girl or woman?
I imagine I have, well, I can't think of any right now. I'd just say plain. Plain. That wouldn't really entail ugly. That would just be sort of homely.
Okay, so that's probably what you would do. That'd be a nice way of saying ugly. Kind of
homely.
Plain or homely. Would you ever say a dog or a peelix? She's a pig or anything like that? Ain't nasty.
Maybe
funny, humorous.
Fell out of an ugly tree and hit other limb.
Fell out of an ugly tree and hit an ugly limb? Yeah, have you ever heard that one about you? She's so ugly, she had to sneak up on a glass of water and get drunk.
Yeah, I've had a tie of steak around the neck to get her dog to play with it.
What would the other extreme be? A very attractive boy. What would you call that?
Good looking or handsome for a guy.
And what about a girl?
Pretty, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What do you call somebody who studies all the time?
Bookworm. Or, there's some others I can't think of anything. I don't know.
That's the one you probably
know. Yeah, a lot of times. Okay.
What is someone who's always trying to get in good with the teacher called?
Teacher's pet. I can't think of any name just applying to that type of person. I don't know.
Have you ever heard the term brown nose?
Yeah, yes. I was back in my mind, but I couldn't think of it.
Teacher's pet would be the brown nose. He's a real brown nose. What would that mean? Where did that come from?
Well, that comes from always being around the teacher and kissing the teacher's
butt. Which would make your nose brown. Okay, what did you call that first few grades that you went to school? What's the first school you went to?
I went to Oakmont first.
Okay. And what was the
Oakmont school? It was actually Oakmont Elementary School. Nobody ever said that. Everybody said Oakmont.
And then where did you go?
Dixon Elementary.
And then where did you go?
Dixon Junior High.
And that was what grade?
Junior High, 7 through 9.
Okay. And then where did you go after that?
Dixon County High School.
Okay. What kind of a fence is usually found around a playground?
It's a big old wire fence.
Okay. Would you just call it a wire fence?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called anything else, like a brand name or anything? Would you call it a cyclone fence ever?
No.
Okay, just a wire fence. Now, what is the building in a school where you go to shoot baskets or what?
Gym.
And where do you go to use the bathroom?
Restroom.
Okay. And what kind of kids went to your school?
What do you mean?
In Dixon. What kind of different nationalities?
Mostly we're just